as we have a fun and busy show for you today. Hopefully here in just a few moments, we will be talking with the great Gabe Neitzel before what feels like the 11th hour of the Giannis Antetokounmpo saga. And it sounds like he will be not a Milwaukee Buck, or a very good chance he's not a Milwaukee Buck this time tomorrow. And it sounds like it's the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat that are the front runners to land him in this massive sweepstakes. Brandon Woodruff is going to be pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers again this week and looking to build a little momentum after losing 2 out of 3 on the road in Atlanta. Then last but not least, for the last 3 blocks of our show today, we are devoting to the Beaver Dam softball team. We will have Emma Jolka, we will have Maddie Bryant, and we will have Aaliyah Clements in studio here to highlight their senior seasons on the softball diamond and all that has gone into their careers to this point, the lasting impact this group of seniors has had across all their athletic adventures and what's coming next for the girls. Very excited to dive into that, but first, Ashley Dobrzynski, you have a very confused look on your face, and I'm very interested why we have that to start the show.
Well, I thought that I said something while you were talking about Giannis, and you didn't react, so I thought my mic was off. My mic's not off. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear now. Oh. I didn't hear you before. What'd you say?
I was like, can we just end it? Like, I'm sick and tired. Like, just make the decision. Where is Giannis going?
If that your voice came through, just like in our office, it went one ear and out the other for me.
Hey, Walter, that was not nice.
Well, you know, am I wrong?
No.
I hate that buzzer.
I love that buzzer.
I know you do.
I think it, like, really shows. It, like, I don't know. It tells me. It just humbles you.
It humbles a little bit?
Humbles you.
Yeah, maybe, perhaps. Ashley, we talked a little bit last week, but it feels like it is finally at a pass here. Giannis, in not being a Milwaukee Buck, it feels all but inevitable at this point. If it does happen that he is traded in the next 24 hours, are we still in the camp of Miami Heat over Boston? Does it depend on what you're getting back? Where do you stand right now?
Well, I actually think if the rumors are true, I would prefer Boston because they'd get a guy like Jaylen Brown. But I don't know. I don't know. I guess we haven't seen the offers. We only have rumors. Well, but I think that by this time tomorrow, we need an answer where Giannis is going and what the trade is going to be. Because I think just in this realm of we don't know where he's going, we don't know this, we don't know that, I'm tired of it, and I just want to know where Giannis is going and what is his future.
Yeah, at this point, it's I think a lot of us, I remember we actually talked to Carl on Saturday Scramble at ESPN Madison, just a local fan there in Madison. I think he echoed a lot of people's sentiments right now that they don't want Giannis to go away. They want him to be a Milwaukee Buck forever. They want to build around him. They understand they're not going to be a title threat even with Giannis the next couple of years likely. But there's a lot of fans that want him to retire a Buck. And regardless of how it looks, being happy to have the best player in franchise history play his remaining days here, regardless of what that looks like, I understand all that. But it's a business of championships. They're trying to win championships in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And right now, with the lack of ammunition the Milwaukee Bucks have, you're talking 2 or 3 years away at the bare minimum, and that's if you hit every deal down the stretch. To me, I think that the best option at this point is to salvage what you can and put this distraction, because that's what it's been for the last 12 months. It's been a distraction. Put it behind us. Mm-hmm. Let's just get back to trying to build a team. Wish him luck. I think everybody's going to want Giannis to do well wherever he goes. But I think that it's time to move on and figure out what's coming next for this organization.
Do you think, well, Wally, do you think he's going to go to the Bucks or the Heat? Or I really want him to throw a curveball.
Or the Celtics or the Heat?
What did I say? Bucks or the Heat?
Yeah, yeah. I just want to make sure we're talking the same teams.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. I kind of want just like a curveball thrown at us. Like all of a sudden, like this wouldn't happen. But
the
like,
Utah Jazz!
Yeah, he's going to the Knicks. Like,
well, the Knicks were one of the teams about 6 months ago that were like,
yeah,
they might be in the mix, but now Carl Anthony Towns playing the way he did and the team getting over the hump, you'd imagine they're out of the sweepstakes.
Oh, 100%. But how funny would that be if just like tonight at midnight, the news breaks that Giannis is going to the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, just out of the blue. Because right now it does. And for the last month, it's just a matter of who of the two teams. It feels like it's a slam dunk. He's either going to be a Celtic or a member of the Miami Heat. Mm-hmm. The benefit of that is both of these teams in the last few days, I think, have noticed and realized that both teams are starting to build up that offer again, knowing that the 11th hour is here.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully the Bucks can strike while the iron's hot and get more than you would have if you did move him at the trade deadline this last year, or if you traded him 2 weeks ago. I like that the idea of you having two teams bidding against each other right now.
Yeah, like that's awesome. That's what we need to do.
I'd love it.
Yeah, we should. Walter, I want to switch gears with you.
I'd love for you to switch gears.
Because tonight is a big night.
It is.
We finally have Big Wu back. We finally have a third pitcher in the Brewers rotation that we can count on.
Brandon Woodruff
is back.
He's here. I'm curious to you. I wanted to ask Gabe. I think we're going to have to try to catch up with him next Monday. Talk about a busy guy. I was even listening, driving back from the Saturday Scramble, and he's on ESPN National. That guy doesn't sleep. He's either golfing or he's working on a show, whether it's ESPN Madison or Milwaukee or it's ESPN National as a whole. But we will get Gabe on next week. Hopefully he can, at that point, dissect a conclusion one way or another of the Giannis saga. And we can ask about this. But I wanted to ask you, Dubs, how important are these seven-ish starts that you would imagine that Woodruff's going to get before the All-Star break? Or before the trade deadline, into deciding if this team actually wants to go and invest in more starting pitching? Does it matter? Do they have the confidence, even if it takes a little while, to get his footing again? Or does he have to look lights out the next month to make this organization feel like, no, we're in a good spot, we have to get a bat instead?
I think before the trade deadline, the Brewers need to see Brandon Woodruff really stay afloat. How did you word it?
Stay afloat?
No. What did you say? Test the feelers. What did you just say?
Oh, my gosh. You're asking me to be in the head of Wally. That happens, and I get lost.
Well, no. You said he's either going to be lights out or he's going to be something else.
Well, it's going to take a little while. It's going to take him.
Get his footing.
There that's you go. Sure. We'll
Sorry.
Say that's what I said.
It was what you said.
Sounds great.
It's literally what you said.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, so I think that for the next, seven starts for Woody before the All-Star break, you need to make sure that he's getting his footing. You're not going to expect him to come out and be lights out, but you need to make sure that he can be your third starting pitcher, that you're confident in three that you have, because you can't go into, October baseball with really only counting on two.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that, because if you're only counting on two, then that's not going to win you games.
No.
You need a third pitcher to really seal the deal.
I agree you need three.
Mm-hmm.
My almost reservation is if you just have three and you do go into August beyond the trade deadline and you have just those guys, and what happens if Woodruff has a setback or the Miz needs to miss some time or Harrison has to miss some time. If that goes into October and you are back to two, you almost look back and you wonder, hey, did we really fumble what could be a legitimate World Series team because we weren't willing to be a little extra cautious at the deadline and get a fourth guy? This is a team with the best minor league system in the entire major league right now. And I don't want to mortgage the future. I told you last week, I don't want Scooble to be traded for. If it happens, I'll change my tune immediately. But I don't want to mortgage the future. I don't want to move off of a lot of these big prospects for 2 months and potentially just that. I want this to be a team that has that sustaining success. Why not go get like a low-end three, middle-of-the-rotation guy that if you do need to throw out there for 4 or 5 innings, you would still almost have like a Chad Patrick, so to speak, and then you'd still be able to use one in the bullpen.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I think that I actually don't know if the Brewers will do that at the deadline, because I think that they believe that somebody like Robert Gasser could be that guy.
Well, he did get his first win since 2024 last night.
Oof.
Mind you, that's injury related. It's not like he's gone out there and he's lost his last 50 decisions.
No, but I think it's going to be important to get to see what Woodruff can do. And then also, I mean, hopefully you get Logan Henderson back at some point. Hopefully Robert Gasser keeps putting up wins. You know, you just don't know. But I think it's very, I don't think it's very hopeful that we only have two pitchers right now that we can really count on. I mean, we got to see what Woody can do tonight. Hopefully he, you know, stands out and is able to perform. But again, who knows?
Well, and it's going to be a little bit of an unknown even early on, because when you come back after a healthy time off, I do think that it's going to take two or three starts where if he goes out there tonight, he pitches four innings, he gives up three runs, there's going to be some people that get a little nervous. It's going to take time. It's like, don't hit the panic button. Yeah. Let him acclimate himself. It's really going to be July. It's going to be that third or fourth start for him before I really start paying attention again. At least worrying if he starts slow. But I do expect the way this team is playing that he's going to get run support. He's going to...
Oh, 100%.
Especially against a team like the Reds, where after a torrid start to the year, a fantastic April from Cincinnati, they've been a bad to below average team for the last month and a half. Yeah. So I do think that getting two out of three here, coming off a series that will probably feel as much like postseason baseball as this team will see until about September when it starts gearing up. And they, frankly, they could have won all three of those games. They could have lost, I guess, yes, you have an eight-run second. You were in pretty good control.
Yeah.
But like the game that they lose on Saturday, I didn't even bat an eye. You had a 337-foot home run go to right that looked like off the end of the bat. It felt like you
I
were
felt
playing
like I was back in Vegas.
I thought it was Vegas. That is exactly what I was going to say.
Come on.
So I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not worried about something like that with Ashby, who, by the way, he is human.
Oh, my gosh, and he's on my team now.
I know.
I have to update the score.
And you have to update his score after, you subtracted Quinn Priester from your...
Didn't subtract. He's out.
Yeah, that is just, you subtracted him.
I mean, I guess.
That's how it works.
But speaking of Brewers baseball, Walter.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what I'm going to say? I think you have it right in front of you.
I sure do. Because as I talk about our next Milwaukee baseball bus trip, Dobes, if you have a chance, will you give David Brandenburg a call? Going to talk with him over at Rolling Meadows Golf Course in just a moment. But first, while she's making that phone call, I do want to let you guys know we do have our third and final Milwaukee baseball bus trip of the season. That is coming up Wednesday, July 22nd. That is Wednesday, July 22nd against the New York Mets. That's going to be a 110 first pitch. Price is $70. That includes ticket. That includes the ride. That includes the bus driver gratuity. The pickoff and drop-off location is right there at Slumberland Furniture. You can register just by swinging by the station, 100 Bill McCollum Way, to reserve your seats during business hours. We will take cash or checks only. Checks made out to Good Karma Brands. That's going to be a 10:15 load right over there at Slumberland. Depart at 10:30. You arrive at American Family Field right around 11:45. Plan is to leave about 4:30 after the game. You're back home at 5:45 in the evening. It's that simple. Cost $70. And a big thank you to Aaron Bischoff and Edward Jones for making this trip happening and sponsoring this next Milwaukee baseball bus trip. These fill up fast. You better be ready to go. With that being said, it is time to switch gears. It is a beautiful Monday. Sounds like we're going to have a couple beautiful days this week. It's time to welcome on David Brandenburg with Rolling Meadows right now. And David, Father's Day weekend has come and gone. How awesome was it to see everybody out at the course? I know you keep telling me this is one of your busiest days. It might be your busiest day of the entire year.
It normally is our busiest day, and it was yesterday. We had 482 starts. It was great to see the dads and their families and just a lot of people out here playing golf. It was a beautiful day.
Oh, my gosh, 482. So I imagine that is like you get about 300 yards up there on the first hole. It's, all right, pal, you're up next. Get up there.
Pretty much. I mean, we're at 10-minute tee times. The pace of play was great. About 4 hours, 10 minutes was the worst. for 18 holes and 2 hours for 9 holes. So things went great.
Well, I imagine once this comes, I know you enjoy it, but there's a lot of hard work that goes into it. Do you get to take a little bit of a deep breath, or is it probably more craziness as we are in your Super Bowl period of the year?
Yeah, it pretty much take a deep breath in the fall or if we get a rain day. But yeah, right now it's just go, 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 and people are playing golf and happy, and course is in perfect shape.
I believe it. Getting a little rain this last week. Everything's looking green. How does the course play differently as you get into the summer months out there? Does it have any noticeable changes to you, or is it pretty consistent year-round?
It's pretty consistent, but most courses get a little firmer as you get into the long days of summer, get a little more roll. So
a little extra
roll. Enjoys that. Longer drives.
Hey, you know what? I can take that. When I hit them straight, it's the one part of the game. I just can't putt, so when I hear firm, I started getting a little sweaty over here, David. That's a little terrifying to me.
Yeah, you need a little practice on the putting green, Wally.
Well, how much, by the way, just you're much smarter about golf stuff than me. When I see, like, all my buddies that are buying all this expensive, like, clubs and all that, how much of a noticeable difference is somebody like me that's awful at golf? Should I be investing in something like that early, or should I learn how to play the game a little bit before I start throwing more money at clubs?
Learn to play the game. Make sure you have good grips so you don't have to squeeze the club to death. And those are the keys. And then practice. I mean, just practice, especially the short game. The putting green, chipping, that's where you're losing your strokes. Those are the key things.
Okay, I can do that. Well, and people that want to get involved with golf, going over to Rolling Meadows right now, what kind of deals are there for people that do want to get lessons or learn how to play the game for the first time?
For women, we have our Monday night clinic. It's pay as you go. If you want to show up this week, you can. Next week, you don't have to. There's no obligation. That's $35 for 9 holes at our clinic and a free drink. Otherwise, Jeremiah, our golf professional, offers lessons all the time individually. And again, just hit the range, hit the putting green, learn to play the game, practice, practice, practice.
When people want to come out and practice, how can we find you at Rolling Meadows?
Just simple, right up 151, take the Military Road exit, Highway D, and we're right there on the edge of Fond du Lac. Easy to find.
Very easy. And if people want to schedule an online tee time, what's the website that people can find you at?
RollingMeadowsGolfCourse.com, all spelled out.
You can't beat that. That's simple. Simple is easy. I like simple, David, but it's anything but simple over there. It's a beautiful course. People should definitely get out there. David, I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope that you get to enjoy this weather. And I guess last one before we let you go, how often do you actually get to enjoy the course? How often do you actually get to play it in a week?
Embarrassingly, I have 9 holes in this year, so.
Well, it's no surprise. I know you guys are working all the time, so it's kind of hard to get out there when you're back at the clubhouse.
A little bit. I look forward to it. I'm hopefully here with midsummer. I can get out a little bit more and get some practice in myself.
I love to hear that. Well, David, hey, you have a great rest of your week. Excited to talk with you next Monday. And, I guess in the meantime, I hope you get a couple practice swings here and there.
All right. Thanks, Wally. You too.
Hey, absolutely. The great David Brandenburg over there at Rolling Meadows. Make sure you check him out right outside Fond du Lac or go to Rolling Meadows website as well. Get your tee times there. And beautiful, beautiful course. I know Wade was glowing about it when we got to get him out there this last month here in May. Before we go to break, I do want to remind you guys, I do mention it's a busy week coming up. We have our 27-hour on-air auction that kicks off at 6 a.m. And it's for the kids. You hear the kids chanting right there. That's going to kick off Thursday, June 25th. It runs through 9 a.m. on Friday, June 26th. Lots of great auction items, including Kalahari gift cards, Brewer tickets, furniture, Packers overnight trip, rides to school in a fire truck or squad car, food gift certificates, golf flat we just talked about, and so, so much more. You can check it all out at the Radiothon page at dailydodge.com. Go there for all of your updates. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, it's time to celebrate the Beaver Dam softball team. We have 3 seniors in the building, Emma Julka, Maddie Bryant, and Aaliyah Clements. We'll talk to them right on the other side of the break with more of the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Attention sports fans. Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
Big brats and big bucks.
Hit all the stops for the 2026 Brat Fry and Summer Sweepstakes season, presented by Hometown Glass and Improvement and Newman Pools. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. Buy a delicious Pernitz Premium Brat with a soda or water, and proceeds will help with the John Moser Children's Radiothon, all for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at DailyDodge.com.
Our next Brat Fry is Thursday, June 25th, 11 to 1, at the Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon, 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam.
Every financial journey is different. At M People Credit Union, they're committed to helping you reach your destination on your terms. Whether you need marketing leading rates that help you reach your financial destination faster, financial guidance to help you navigate your path, or digital tools that let you manage your accounts from anywhere, you can do things your own way, but you don't have to do them alone. Learn more at mpeople.com. That's mpeople.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's easier than ever to check your annual mammogram off your to-do list. Walk into Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus on the last Tuesday of any month to get your yearly mammogram. No appointment or referral needed. If you're over 40 years old and due for a yearly screening mammogram, just bring your insurance card and the name of your physician with you. Visit anytime between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the last Tuesday of every month. Learn more about the walk-in program and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health.
Keep your cool when things heat up. If your air conditioner is struggling, Air Care in Beaver Dam has a toolbox full of solutions just for you. Whether your equipment needs a tune-up or repair, service is available all day, every day. And if it's time for something new, Air Care has the staff, experience, and equipment ready to go. Visit aircareinc.com or call 920-356-8860 and stay cool this summer with Air Care.
Hi, I'm attorney David Gruber. After an accident, you need a trusted winning team on your side. For more than 30 years, Gruber Law Offices has helped Wisconsin families get the results they deserve. If you've been injured, call our firm today for a free consultation. We're available 24/7, Wisconsin's own Gruber Law Offices, proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers. One call, that's all.
It's great to see you again, Randy. You're my best friend, and I have more flooring troubles for you to solve. I purchased a second lakefront property with my massive wealth, and it could use your professional touch, but I'm almost embarrassed for you to see them.
Relax, Wally. This is a judgment-free zone. We're here for you if you need new floors, but I'm not going to hug you.
These floors make me uncomfortable, Randy. I feel like they're judging me.
Well, let's turn that judgment into jealousy. At Professional Floor Covering in Beaver Dam, we've got carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP, ceramic, you just name it. We'll measure, help you design, keep it all within budget, whether you're a big shot like Wally or the average Joe.
And I think I'll have you look at my kitchen and bathroom while you're there, too.
That sounds great, Wally. To give your floor a fresh start to the season, just visit proflr.com or our showroom in Beaver Dam. Let the team at Professional Floor Covering turn your frustrations into fascination today.
Sports, spice, and occasionally nice. You're tuned into The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, Dodge County's local sports show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
And welcome back to the Damn Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. We have three seniors with the Beaver Dam softball team in the building with us today. We have Emma Jolka, we have Maddie Bryant, and we have Aaliyah Clements. First of all, thank you all for joining me today. And I got a first question I want to ask, because I want to dive into your background a little bit, how we got into softball. But before that, you got to play on one of the coolest new fields in the entire country for high school softball. Can you take me through a little bit of what that was like going from last year? It's a very nice field in its own right, to now you're playing on, I mean, that thing is, it looks like the eighth wonder of the world over there. Maddie, we'll start with you. We'll work our way down the line here.
Okay, it was definitely like a different change this year, like from moving from dirt to turf. But I definitely feel a lot of the team enjoyed it, just like the days that like we didn't have rain delays or anything, or like it was pretty easy. Like we didn't have to clean up afterwards. Like last year at practice, we didn't have to rake. We didn't have to like clean in the pitcher's mound at all. It was just, oh, pack everything up like balls and then you could leave.
Well, selfishly too, even leaving like games where you have all the dust,
mm-hmm.
you have it all over like your equipment and things. Yeah. And then with this, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can just throw it in the bag. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Leah, what was it like for you on the field this year?
No, yeah, definitely. I agree with Maddie. It was like, it was a lot easier. It was hard transitioning from dirt to turf because obviously like the dirt, it can be like the ball hits and then it dies. But with turf, it keeps moving. It's definitely an adjustment, but once you get used to it, it's hard to go back to playing on dirt then. I know we all struggled with really not bouncy balls.
Oh, I really didn't think about that. Yeah. When you get used to playing on one surface and all of a sudden you're on the road and that ball doesn't bounce the way you thought it was going to bounce.
Yeah, it was definitely an adjustment because, like, in the outfield especially, like, when you're in the grass, the ball hits the grass and then it just dies. There's no, like...
Yeah, there's random rocks in the grass, you don't know.
And the thing jumps off to the right, and all of a sudden, no, you don't have to worry about it.
Turf is definitely a lot more predictable, I think, when it comes to
outfield,
stuff like that. But yeah, it was definitely really nice not having to rake or clean up or do anything like that after practices and after games. Because after games and practices, you're so tired. You don't want to be cleaning up and shoveling dirt.
Just get in the AC, go over to Culver's or something. That's the game plan at the end of a game, right?
Yeah.
Emma, how about you?
I'd say I like the turf better, except turf burns. I got a few of those. I don't know how. I was like,
even with the pants?
Yes, it went through my sock and everything.
Yeah.
And it hurt so bad. But after that, I only got like two the whole year. But same thing with fielding. Like when we went to Wanakee, they had like a hard dirt field.
Yeah.
And we had a bunch of errors. Yep. It was just like, because we practice on turf all the time. So
Was that part of the, because when you played a team like Wanakee, the home team won each matchup in that series.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that part of it just because they're also...
I honestly think so. I feel like it definitely could be. And she said that they like are awful on turf because we're the only one in the conference that has it. So
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
when people come into our place and it's different, I don't know, it's so weird.
But then when we played Watertown, we beat them in Watertown and they beat us in Beaver Dam.
True. So also maybe like Wanakee's... Wanakee and Milton's their fields.
Oh my gosh,
not
Milton's
good.
Is
not horrible.
Milton's so bad.
There was a girl. Was it on our team that got inside the park home run this year?
I don't think so.
I don't know who it was, but maybe it was last
year.
I thought it was Emmy.
Oh, yeah.
A girl. It went over her head because it like bounced over and she didn't touch it, so technically it wasn't an error. And it went all the way to the fence because the outfield was so rocky.
Yeah,
it was
horrible.
Inside the park home run.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
My God. Well,
I don't know.
Well, because first of all, inside the park home runs, that's something that it takes like the ball bouncing like the perfect place. Because even if you hit it to the wall, that's not a lot of time to get all the way around bases. I can't. Yeah, I'm a little jealous of this. I don't really have that in a bag, so to speak. Well, all three of you are seniors, so I'm curious. When you look back, 4 years that you've been in this school, I know that now we're actually alumni. We're talking with now. What was it like through all this time to what that camaraderie with the girls, being a part of special teams with the softball group? What's going to be that lasting memory when you look back at your time about these 4 years? Maddie, we'll do the line thing again.
Probably definitely with me and Emma both being on varsity since freshman year, but I was manager. I was still there, but just like being able to like the see everyone like progress throughout each year, like in like after summer ball and like then coming back through open gyms, like and seeing everyone like actually putting in the work definitely makes a difference. But I definitely say open gyms or like those practices where it's raining out and no one wants to be there. It's like kind of just like, oh, kind of just like all dreading this, but it's like we're still having fun. We still are enjoying it with our friends.
It was noticeable. I felt like that was a really tight group that you guys have had the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Leah, for you, when you look back, what's going to be the thing you remember?
Oh, probably bus rides, because although bus rides were a little stressful this year, they can be fun. If you have the right, like, environment type thing, they can be a lot of fun. But, yeah, it's just, like, when you have... Because, like, we've been playing like this varsity team, we like all of us have played together at some point in out in throughout our softball careers. So it's like you kind of get this like group together, and we're all really good softball players, and we're all friends, and it's really easy to just like get along and like do play good softball.
Was the stressful part the before part of the bus ride, then after it gets to be a lot of fun, or is it just like depending on the outcome of the games at this point?
I think there's half people that just wanted to sleep, just wanted to
relax. Oh, that's fair. Yeah, I understand
that.
There's
the other half that wanted to sing and just talk the whole, so there was like half and half.
Yeah. Okay, I would have been the one that yelled at.
Bus.
Yeah.
Jolly Dronic was not a sleeper, we'll just say that. Not a sleeper.
Right, that's fair enough. I'd be the one getting yelled at for talking.
I think there was one time like everyone got on the bus, and I think Joe was like, oh, like let's do no phones on the way there. So, and then me and Layla were like, oh, God.
Yeah,
like,
me and Emmy always said no phones for like the long bus rides, just because one of ours is always dead, and I didn't want to be alone without my phone. So everyone else do it. I was like, I'm not doing this.
So beyond the bus ride, Emma, we'll go down to you here. 4 years been a part of this program. What's it like looking back now? And I imagine it's going to change over time too, but what do you think you will remember forever when you look back at this group?
Honestly, softball in general, I'll just remember, like, it's one of those sports where you can just, like, hit and talk. So it's, like, a lot of, like, goofing around for me at least. But that's, like, me in all my sports. But softball especially, like, basketball, you're, like, really running. Volleyball, still really running. Softball's, like, chill. Yeah. Just hanging out with everybody. That's what I like about it.
I love that. Well, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We got you for the rest of the show. So you guys are hanging out. We've got a busy third block, and then we want to play this or that at the end of the show today. That's as simple as it sounds. We're going to ask you a question. You're going to tell us one answer or the other. So you guys are going to have to stick around. We got you till 5 o'clock. Sound like a good plan?
Yep. Yes, sir.
All right. Sounds good. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Beaver Dam Softball right on the other side of the break here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Hi, this is Quinn Hines, head softball coach at Beaver Dam High School. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, home of the Golden Beavers.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
A 23-year-old Waupun man was arrested after Fond du Lac County deputies say he drove the wrong way on Highway 151 and later fled officers. Dodge County Sheriff's officials say a 63-year-old Brookfield man was flown to Frederick Hospital with serious, possibly life-threatening injuries after he was struck by a pickup truck near the McDonald's drive-thru in Lamira. A Campbellsport woman suffered serious injuries in a two-vehicle crash Friday in the town of Auburn in Fond du Lac County. The Beaver Dam Common Council approved a $29,800 cost for phase one of a feasibility study on a possible multi-purpose sports complex. John Deere Horicon Works has donated a Z370R electric zero-turn mower to Green Valley Enterprises in Beaver Dam. And finally, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is holding a public meeting on the Highway 151 Columbus-Waupun Corridor Study on June 23rd at Beaver Dam High School. I'm Justin Wilski with your ESPN News.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Hey, hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland. Beaver Dam and Watertown. Our June clearance event is going strong, and you can save big on store-wide clearance merchandise. Take advantage of one-offs, discontinued merchandise, and things that we just need to replace with brand new items. We have sofas starting as little as $299, lamps starting as little as $50, and coffee table and end table sets starting as low as $199. Our recliner chairs start as little as $199, out with the old and in with the new, and an additional 25% off of all of our accessories. That includes all of our accents, all of our wall art, and so much more. Now, if you want to save big, Power Bases is where you save big. Did you know we have Power Bases starting as little as $299? Take advantage of mattress savings with Sealy mattresses starting as little as $299 and queen-size memory foam mattresses on sale for as little as $99. Save big during our clearance event going the month of June. Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
The Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player is back for the 2026 baseball season. Listen to Milwaukee Baseball every Sunday on 95.3 WBEV, and we'll announce who the mystery player of the game is. Then the following business day at 8:15 during the WBEV Morning Show, if you're the correct caller who can identify the mystery player, you'll win a pair of tickets to see a game in Milwaukee. It's the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Baseball Player of the Game, all season long on 95.3 WBEV.
Ready to make a splash and make a difference? Join Kalahari Resorts for Family and Friends Night, September 25th and 26th, where your getaway helps support the Good Karma Brand's John Moser Children's Radiothon. Enjoy America's largest indoor water park, arcade fun, and unforgettable family time, all close to home. Rooms start at just $179 and include two queen beds, water park passes for up to four, and no additional resort fee.
Hurry, rooms are limited. Offer expires August 25th.
Book now and turn your next weekend into a family adventure that gives back.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic, primary care is here to keep you feeling great when you're on top of the world, help you bounce back when you're not, and most importantly, to help you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
From Durleaf Field to Lambeau Field, stay tuned to the Dam Sports Show. Brought to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
And welcome back to the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Emma Jolka, Maddie Bryan, Aaliyah Clemens in the building here today. Beaver Dam softball. All seniors, by the way, congratulations. I should have said that to start it off. Busy, busy month for you guys, not only as athletes, but now we have grad parties. We have the next step in the college career coming up. But before we get to college and what's coming next for you, do you have a favorite moment this year? Whether it was something that you particularly did, whether it was team as a whole, is there something that sticks out when I said that, like when you look back? We'll work this way this time. Emma, we'll start with you.
I would say either when Emerson hit her home run, because I was, like, on deck, so I got to, like, watch her come around. It was the funniest thing ever. Otherwise, probably, I don't know what game. It was, like, a tournament. I don't know who
the Sun Prairie. No, no. The,
it was at
I know,
home.
It was the second game of your doubleheader, your home run in the seventh inning to put them up.
Yeah, that was fun.
Because I do remember that, because they played, what, we had Brett Huff up there in the booth, and he's like, we got to play Sandman. Let's try to get something going. And then about 10 seconds later, you guys have a lead after trailing the entire game to that point. That's a really good pick for you. Mm-hmm. Aaliyah, moving down the line, what was the favorite moment for you when you look at this season?
That Watertown dub in Watertown. That's always it's always nice to beat Watertown, and then we get frozen yogurt afterwards.
Where'd we go?
10 out of 10. The BP, like right out, like when you're leaving Watertown High School, there's like a BP right at the end of the road. Yeah. It's in there, and it's like
it's a whole bar,
and like most frozen yogurt shops, they charge like by like weight, you know, they just charge by size.
So you just like I'm putting everything on that thing. Well, that's good, especially I know that felt like. There's a ton of respect between the programs.
Yeah.
But you obviously really want to beat Watertown. Watertown's like, we really want to beat Beaver Dam.
Yep.
Getting a win on their field, that had to be a pretty cool feeling this year.
Yeah, it was nice.
Maddie, going down the line, favorite moment when you look at this season?
I would probably say Sully's hit in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
That was a missile. If that had any elevation at all, that thing still hasn't landed.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's a good pick, too. Okay, so I've got a couple individual questions here. Because, Maddie, first of all, for you, the start of the season, I was even talking to Quinn Hines. You're hitting the ball hard. It's just going at people one time after another. Once you got into May, you were May Maddie. And all of a sudden, it felt like every time you were up, it's like, all right, that's in the gap. All right, well, that's in the infield. Well, she'll beat it out. Was there anything that changed, or was it just simply the ball had to find its home at some point?
I changed up my stance a little bit because from last year moving into this year, it was the same one. And then I think it definitely, I was like, okay, it's like not where it's going where I want it to go. So I changed it up a little bit. I definitely think it helped. And also the mindset, it's like I think it's definitely a big difference of, like, people going up there and be like, okay, I'm not going to get out. But then it's also, I go up there, it's like, okay, I'm going to get a hit. Like, I have that positive mindset knowing that, like, I'm going to get on base. So I definitely think that ups the percentage of me actually getting on base.
Was that adjustment, did it take place right around the end of April going into May?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm glad I noticed something. Hey, here we go. We got somewhere good here. And Aaliyah, moving down the line, you got to start in the senior night at the end of the year.
Yep.
And first of all, I love how softball, where you bring flowers to the other seniors too. That's something I wish I got to see more in other sports.
Everyone thinks it's so, like, bizarre, but it's like they're seniors too. It's still their year.
That's special. I wish more teams would do that. But you got to start that night. And I know the ball didn't feel like it found right field too many times. Sorry, Emma, I'm starting to spit at you here. But what was it like for you to get that start, playing on that field in front of your friends and family?
It was definitely special because, obviously, like, it'll be my last time ever playing softball. And I didn't play a bunch of season. I pulled my quad a little bit, like, right as season started. And, you know, when you pull your quad, it's hard to
recover from that too.
It comes to softball because it's hard to run. And when I play outfield and run bases, running's like all I do. So it was definitely hard to get playing time. But I mean, yeah, that senior night start was, it was special because last time playing softball.
Oh, it was fun to hear the reaction too. I know that with the injury and stuff, you didn't get to play as much.
Yep.
But being able to get out there in that last game, it was a really cool moment. I think everybody really was fired up for that too. Emma, you kind of, last year, you were predominantly shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
This year, you shifted a lot of your attention inside the circle. Was that something that you were excited for, that challenge, or was it more of a, hey, I need to step up, their team's asking me, let me get in the circle and put my best foot forward?
Definitely second option. I'd much rather play short, but I liked when Addie was here, Addie Damon, because obviously she could pitch, and then I played short. But pitching wasn't not that bad. As a senior, I feel like in all your sports, like, you really just, like, understand the game more in general, so it really was not that bad. I thought it was gonna be bad, but I kind of liked it.
Okay,
it was fun.
Yeah, I was gonna say it seemed like as the season went on too.
Yeah,
you were more willing to attack the strike zone and really go after hitters. I mean, that's got to be tough too. When you get into, you guys play in one of the best leagues in Wisconsin. Yeah. There's just great team after great team that you're playing with. What is it like every night to go out there and compete against teams? You brought up Watertown. Watertown went to state last year. Oregon went to state last year. There's just, like, superpower after superpower. That's got to be pretty cool every night to know that you're playing against the best teams in the state.
Yeah.
And we'll just go down this way again. Sorry, your first one I'm looking at.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Just, like, in conference at least. Actually, even in non-conference, we always have good games. So, like, there's not a doubt in our mind that it's going to be, like, an easy game. I feel like we didn't have an easy game all year. Not that I remember.
Yeah, okay. That
first round of playoffs. Yeah. Other than that, it was, like, competitive all year round. So I really liked it. You know, hitting against the good pitchers, pitching against good hitters. It was fun.
Yeah. I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
No, I was just asking, like, when you play these teams in, like, a conference like this where it's just great team after great team, what is that like every day?
It can definitely be intimidating. And then, like, when you start a week, say you play Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, you start Monday and you don't win, it's definitely, like, hard to go throughout the week and, like, get back in the mindset, like, okay, we need to, like, get back into it and win these games because, like, they're important. It's definitely, like, it can be intimidating, but I think the intimidation also, like, brings it in, like a more capable feeling.
Yeah, almost. Absolutely.
Because it's like, if you're not intimidated, then you wouldn't, like, care.
You know you belong there when you're playing all these games then.
Yep.
Yeah.
And moving down the line, Matt, you last but not least here.
I'll definitely add on to Leah's. Like, it's intimidating, but I think it definitely, like, puts the pressure on us knowing that, like, we do need to play good compared to, like, because, like, so, like, say, like, we're going to play a team that, you know, it's not very good, but it's also, like, if we go into that, sometimes we
sleepwalking a little
level.
Bit.
Yeah. But I definitely think, like it was the run between, like, Monona Grove, Pewaukee, like, Wanakee. Like, we won 3 games in a row and we all came back.
That
it's
was
like
fun.
We it's like that good feeling. It's like, hey, we know they're a good team, but, like, we just beat them too.
Yeah.
This might be a really stupid question, but I loved playing baseball. As I got closer to high school, the ball's coming in faster. The talent all of a sudden didn't keep up with the pitchers. I'm going to forget her name. I feel bad. The Oregon pitcher last year and Callie Craig that you've got to experience. What is the difference when you step into the batter's box against somebody like that? Is it the speed? Is it the movement? What is it that changes when that make these pitchers as special as they were?
I'd say some of them is movement. Like the MG pitcher movement is crazy. Like it, I think like a spinny pitcher is harder to hit than a speed pitcher because you can time up speed. Yeah. Spin, I never figured it out. I don't know how to hit it. Like I truly don't.
Emily would be like, oh, like watch it out, like the release handle. Yep. I can't even see. Like,
they're, like you know, they're always like get closer so that you don't see it rise. And I'm here swinging at the riser yeah. every day, but I don't know.
That's fascinating to me because again, like the Monona Grove pitcher you brought up. I believe you guys were getting no hit going into the fifth inning, yep. and then it was that third time through the order, yep. and all of a sudden there's something that clicks up there. What is that? I see sometimes you will talk with a Kendall Fakes early in a bat or something like that. What is that conversation that you guys are having with your teammates after you just had your bat? Hey, this is what I want you to see about this pitcher you're seeing.
I normally just tell her what I saw, especially because we have lefties like all in a row, and lefties get a little different than righties, so I just tell her what I see. Or if I see nothing and just tell her, I don't know, like, you're D1, you probably got it anyway.
I like to imagine that, because I'm sitting here every time, I'm like, wow, that's a high-depth conversation. Like, I'd love to be in on that. And I just want to see, like, I have no idea what that was. Yeah, good luck there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Against the good pitchers, I'm just like, maybe a screwball out. I don't know. Just swing early.
Maybe. Okay, I want to ask one more before we go to break and play this or that on the other side. I have to hear about the future, where we're going to school, what our goals are, what we're going to be majoring in. This time, Aaliyah, we'll start with you, and we'll loop around this way. Maddie, you'll be second.
So I'm going to UW-Whitewater Warhawks.
Go Hawks!
Yep. I'm going to be majoring in elementary education. I'm hoping to teach kindergarten, first grade. So the high school has a program where you can go to an elementary school and work with a teacher and help them out. And I was in first grade all year this year, and I really loved it.
Good for you.
It was awesome.
Well, we need more educators out there and molding the young minds of the future. So I know you're going to do a heck of a job at that. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
Maddie, how about you? Where are we going to school? What are we trying to do?
I'm going to Madison Area Technical College as well. Kind of in the same degree as Aaliyah, but early childhood education. I'm hoping to have either like 4K to like kindergarten. I as well did like the TA through like the school that I helped out at Jefferson with the kindergarten class and the 4K class. This past year was definitely real good. And then eventually I will have to move to a 4-year college, which in my mind right now, like I'm either planning on moving closer to one of my siblings just so I have someone close by.
I like that. You got what? Well, I love hearing. Wait, first of all, I know where one of them is. I'm an Ohio guy. If that happens.
Oh, he's in New York right now.
He is. Yes. Okay. I was going to say, otherwise, I got all the food spots and everything for you. You just say the word.
Okay.
Well, hey, good luck to you as well. Congratulations. And then, Emma, last but not least again here, where are we going to school? What are we trying to do?
University of La Crosse. And I'm going to major in radiation therapy.
Radiation therapy. Mm-hmm. Can you explain that to me like I'm five?
Basically, I'm not the person diagnosing cancers, but, like, I treat people with cancer, so I give them their treatment. And then, like, also you kind of, like, obviously help them emotionally and the family emotionally. And then, yeah.
Well, it sounds like we got three, big-hearted individuals here that are going into something special. So congratulations to the three of you, and good luck. But now it's time. We're going to shift gears as we go to break here. When we come back, it's time for this or that. I think you guys are going to have fun with this, but hope you're ready to buckle up. All right, that's next. Coming up here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Clear skies tonight with lows around 50. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 56. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, it's 77 degrees.
From youth baseball tournaments to long afternoons on the soccer sideline, summer heat can come in fast. Keep your home cool all the way through the final whistle with JB Mechanical, bringing you this weather update now on ESPN Beaver Dam.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
We asked parents to share their journey of adopting teens.
They changed who I am because I can't see life without them in it.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Join me, Rich Eisen, weekdays from noon to 2. Now back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
To the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam in Daily Dodge TV. We have Emma Jolka, Aaliyah Clements, and Maddie Bryant in the building today celebrating the Beaver Dam softball season and how we round out the shows when we have you on. It's time for this or that. It's as simple as it sounds. The voice of God today, Ashley Dobrzynski, is going to be giving us questions, and it's as simple as we answer one way or the other. Sound good?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, Dobes, let's get started. What's the first one today?
All right. Would you rather pitch with a blindfold for one inning or bat with oven mitts for one at-bat?
Oven mitts.
Oven mitts.
I mean, definitely no oven mitts. Blind is – I feel like you can't pitch blind, right?
No.
I'd well, get up ahead if I did for sure, even if
I don't think it'd even go in the strike zone.
Yeah,
I'd be hitting somebody right away. Dubs, right. Easy. Next one.
Wrong one. Have a goose play shortstop next to you or a raccoon coach third base?
Ooh, raccoon coach third base.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Because you can kind of ignore the raccoon, right? Goose, you got him next to you.
If they mess it up.
Yeah, the ground ball goes the wrong way, and all of a sudden, what are you going
to
do, kick the goose?
No, what if the goose is next to me, stops the ball, and since I don't have to dive, then I throw somebody out.
It's a gold glove goose. It's just like, hey, here you go.
There you go.
Little soft toss to Emma.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going with the raccoon. Are you going with the raccoon?
I'm
going
to go with the goose.
You're going with the goose?
I'm going with the goose.
I'm not going with the goose. We're taking the raccoon here. Next.
Play an entire game in Crocs or play an entire game wearing a winter coat?
Ooh.
I was just going to ask, when are we playing?
May.
Okay.
Oof. I'm going to say winter coat because first week of May, it was a little chilly out. And the turf, dude, I get turf.
If it's 70 degrees, would you still be wearing the coat over the Crocs?
Yeah,
I definitely would.
They never specified on what kind of winter coat because I can find like a really thin
one. You're wearing like a windbreaker and you're like, this counts. All right. Is that what you're going with as well?
I'm going to go Crocs because they never said what type of Crocs.
Wait, do they have like spikes on Crocs now?
I mean, they have so many different...
They do.
Versions like, of Crocs now. It's
And they do have the sports thing on the back.
Yeah.
Oh, the little band. Yeah. Like, honestly, what do you think that band's doing? Let's
I
not
could go either way on this, honestly. I could wear a winter coat or go Crocs.
Just go both. Really just lean into it all.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you're playing on turf, the Crocs aren't going to affect you an overly amount, I don't think.
Yeah.
Unless you, like, break
your I'd rather be barefoot than wear a Crocs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next one.
All right, we're going to switch into some high school, college topics.
Ooh, I like that.
Fight one teacher-sized freshman or 100 freshman-sized teachers.
Aren't they about the same size?
No. They're different size, Wally.
One teacher-sized.
I really want teacher-sized freshman.
Yeah, teacher-sized freshman. I couldn't do 100
Some
people.
Teachers are tiny little.
Yeah,
because I'm like, 100 freshmen, that's still a lot like that you have to deal with.
Yeah, it would.
Wally... You totally could take them, though.
See, this is where I go down, because we always go through the, how many 7-year-olds could you beat up in a fight? My number's really high. You just grab the first one, spin them around. Really send a
That's
message to the
fun.
Other kids.
Yeah.
Gotta pick the smallest one.
Jeez,
Ashley, next one.
Have to give the graduation speech with zero preparation, or you have to sing it instead?
Oh, zero prep.
I'd say zero preparation.
Yeah, because I can just get up there and start yapping.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to do either. Maybe, if you sing it, then you already know what you're saying.
You're prepared.
Ooh.
Yeah, but is there music in the background?
In front of like 100,000
Yeah, people. You're not like freestyling. You have somebody like Elise over here.
Then then I do it.
She's beatboxing for you. All right, next one.
Have unlimited cheese curds but no dipping sauce. Or unlimited dipping sauce, but no cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
I have unlimited dipping sauce.
Yeah, because then you can use it for everything.
Anything, yeah.
I don't even eat anything with cheese curds.
You just, you're just going right at them?
Yeah. Sometimes I dip them in ranch, but
rarely. You can, but like
if I have cheese curds in front of me and there's no dipping sauce, we don't have a problem.
See, no. I get like trust issues with Wisconsin.
Like anything without dipping sauce is like dry. Like pizza.
No, the cheese makes it good though.
Yeah, well,
see,
yes, it does.
That's true, you, Wisconsin.
If you're going Wisconsin cheese curds, why do people up here just hell bent on making it ranch? Why not use marinara?
I use barbecue.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That's not where I saw that going.
So good.
Barbecue?
Yeah, yes. I see that. Like, I see, and like, yeah, ranch is, I feel like ranch is just classic.
I
and it
know.
Adds
ranch
so much flavor.
Anything,
it really adds so much flavor to anything.
Yeah. So you're the ranch on pizza people?
Yeah.
No,
I do not put ranch
still
on
not
pizza.
That either.
Nope.
Maddie, come on. We got to figure this out. Ashley, we probably have time for one or two more. What's next?
Fight a kangaroo once? Or argue with a parrot every day for the rest of your life. Remember, a kangaroo is mean.
I would say a parrot. Yeah, we can just be as mean as we want to each other.
Yeah. It's going to echo. I would be silent so I wouldn't say anything. But you have to argue?
Oh, it doesn't say you have to beat the kangaroo. You just fight it one time and then
you might die.
Oh, you're going to be fine. We're going to dust the kangaroo. Come on, we can all take one and then we have no parrot yelling at us.
No.
I'm swinging on the parrot, on the kangaroo, though.
The kangaroo would kick your butt.
No! Talk about grabbing its legs. I can just like start spinning it around
Wally,
again.
Wally, a kangaroo would knock you out in one punch.
No,
you're out of your mind.
I'm not wrong.
No, you're not. All right, last one. Sweat ranch dressing or cry sweet tea?
Yep, sweet tea. Sweet tea is so good.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
A sweet tea.
All right. Like, come on, Em. We got problems here.
You sweat so much, you'd be covered in ranch.
You just literally get your cheese curds out and scrape it up the elbow.
Ew.
Well, thank you three so much for coming in today. I wish you all the best of luck in all the future endeavors. And I know that we're going to get you back in Beaver Dam soon. Hopefully see you out at a softball game this next year. But thanks again for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. That's going to do it for us here on the Dam Sports Show today. We will be back same time, same place tomorrow on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Have a great night, everybody. Homer Hour coming up next.